Welcome to Rambam on the Line. Today we're learning Perek Shlishi, the third chapter of Hilchot Tzitzis. In most standard Rambams, this will be in Daf Nun. Halacha Aleph, the first law. Ksus shechayev adam lasis bo tzitzis min haTorah. A garment which a person is obligated to make tzitzis in by Torah law. He ksus sheyesh la arba knafayim o yoser al arba. It is a garment with four corners or more. The size has to be one which can cover the head and most of the body of a child who goes in the marketplace. Who doesn't need anyone to watch him, to go with him. A child old enough to go in the marketplace, in other words, by himself. And the garment must be made out of either entirely wool or entirely linen. And we'll see what the status of garments made out of other materials will be shortly. The Ravid says, Yofa Amar, he agrees here. He says, the Rabbam said, well, Shelo b'chol kot misharin, we don't judge any child, Ela b'zesh yofaleo chavada b'shuk, only a child is old enough to go alone in the marketplace. Shrei Amru, because they said, v'godol yosebo aroi, that it has to be big enough that an adult can go out on an occasional basis wearing this garment. So we see that you don't judge by any child. A very little child, the garment will be so small that an adult would not wear it even on a temporary basis. It would just be too small. So here the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. But a garment made out of other species, for example, garments made out of silk, or garments made out of cotton, or bigdei tzemer gemalim, garments made out of camel wool, the tzemer anovim, or a kind of wool-like material made out of rabbit hair, without the shalizim, or goat hair, kiyotzeman, and so on, ein chayavim v'mitzvah tzitzis elam divrei chachamim. They are not obligated in the midst of tzitzis by Torah law, only by rabbinic law. Because the rabbis wanted you to be careful in the midst of tzitzis, so they extended it over these garments too. Vushitim rubas, provided that it is square, o yoser al arba, in other words, having four corners, or more than four, the yeshua kishir shamarnu, and it has to have the minimum size that we said before. Shekol v'godim amur b'tar estam, because all of the garments that are mentioned in the Torah, without specifying what the material are exclusively wool and linen. So since the Torah just says the word garment, only those two are meant. Halacha Gimel. Arba kanfas ksuskom. Torah says, make it on the four corners of your garment. Balat arba v'lo balat shalosh. One that has four and not one that has three. Came balat arba v'lo balat chamesh. So if so, why did you say it must have exactly four and not five? Talmud Lomar, the Torah tells us the shetachasaba, that you cover yourself with. Afilu balat chamesh ayosu of there. That's an inclusionary verse, and it means even something with five or more. V'lamani mechayit balat chamesh uporta balat sholosh. Ushtehin einon balay arba kanfos. Why do I obligate one with five, and free from obligation one with three, since both of them do not have four? The reason is the Pesheish V'chal HaKamesh Arba, because the five does have four. There are four within the five. A Thikach Sheshu'oset Tzitzis L'Balat HaKamesh O'Sheish, the four, when he's making Tzitzis to the garment with five or six corners, in O'Sal Al-Arba K'nalfayim HaMulchok Zo Mizo Miosna HaKamesh O'Sheish Bovad. He only makes on the four corners that are the most distant from one another of the five or the six. Remember, it says, the Torah explicitly says on the four corners of the garment. If the garment is made out of material, wool or linen, and the corners are made out of leather, it is obligated to have tzitzis. However, the opposite, if it is made out of leather and the corners out of garment, it is free of obligation. You go by the main garment. A garment belonging to two partners is obligated. on the corners of your garments. Now it does say your garment in the singular. The Rambam says that is said only to exclude a borrowed garment, not to exclude a garment owned in partnership. The garment that is borrowed is free of putting tzitzis on it for 30 days. From thenceforth, chayavet, it is liable. A garment of wool, you make the white threads of the tzitzis also out of wool. And the garment of flax, of linen, you make its white thread out of threads of linen, the same species. Shabbagod and Moshe Lavin shall call minu min minino. Other garments, you make the white threads of each species according to what it is. Kigon, for example, chutei meshi luchsus meshi, strings of silk for garment of silk. Chutei notze luchsus notze, strings of goat hair to a garment of goat hair. So Moshe Lavin Lavin l'chol shaminim min tzemer omi pishte Moshe. If you want to make the white thread for any of the other species, either out of wool or out of linen, he may do so. Wool and linen frees you of the obligation of tzitzis. In other words, they're proper and fit for tzitzis, both in their own species as well as in other species and other varieties. Other varieties in their own type, they free you of tzitzis. Silk is good for silk and so on, but not in their species, they do not fulfill the obligation. So if you made silk tzitzis in a wool garment, it would not be good. Are you allowed to make wool threads in a garment of linen, or linen threads in a garment of wool? Even if we're talking about a case where you do not have the blue wool, where you have only the white and no blue. The Rambam says, "B'din hu she'e mutter." By right, it should be permitted. Shashatnis mutter linyan tzitzis. Because shatnis, wool and linen mixture, is permitted for tzitzis. Shoyat chelas temahu matil nosel pishtan. Because chelas, by definition, the blue wool is wool by its very definition, and you can put it into a linen garment. And the Torah allows it. Now why don't we do this even without the blue wool? Why can't we make woolen tzitzis for a linen garment, or linen tzitzis for a woolen garment? Because you can make the white out of a different species. In other words, why make it out of wool when you can make it out of linen, let's say in a linen garment? Or why make it out of linen in a wool garment when you can't make it out of wool? Whenever you have a contradiction, where you find a positive as opposed to a prohibition, if you can fulfill both of them without making a contradiction, then it's better. If that's not the case, that the positive commandment pushes aside the prohibition. Here you can do both, as we explained before. A garment made out of linen, you do not put the blue wool into. Even though, as we just said, really, you have no choice there, because that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. Yet you don't, by rabbinic law, as we shall see. You only make white thread out of flax, out of linen. Not because that the tzitzis is pushed aside because of the forbidden mixture of wool and linen. No, as we said before, that would have been allowed. It's forbidden by rabbinic law. Perhaps he will wear this linen garment with the woolen tzitzis at night. And that's not a time where tzitzis is obligatory. So he will be violating a prohibition of the Torah where there is no positive commandment. He'll be wearing wool and linen, and there is no positive commandment to push it aside. The obligation of tzitzis is by day and not by night. So you should see it. We interpret that in the time that it is visible, in the daytime. A blind person is obligated to put on tzitzis, even though he himself personally does not see. Other people do see it. And we interpret it as the time of seeing, not whether he individually can see or not. A person is allowed to wear tzitzis at night, whether on the weekdays or on the Shabbos. Well, you might think that it's considered carrying it. But he says it's still, it's all right. Even though it's not the time of tzitzis. As long as he doesn't say the blessing. From what point on should he say the blessing of tzitzis in the morning? From the time that he can distinguish between the blue threads and the white threads. That's early enough to say the blessing. The case of Mevarchalah, what does he bless over the tzitzis? Baruch atah Hashem, lekinu melech ha'olam, he thanks and blesses Hashem, the King of the universe, shekidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us lehisateis b'tzitzis, to unwrap ourselves with tzitzis. Chosman shemitzatav b'bayom, Mevarchalah kodim shesatav. Whenever he puts on the tefillin in the daytime, he should say the blessing before enwrapping himself. He does not make a blessing when the tzitzis are being made, because the end of the mitzvah is when he enwraps himself in it. You can enter a bathroom or a bathhouse while wearing tzitzis. If a thread or threads of white or blue came off, he can throw it into the garbage. It's a mitzvah wherein there is no holiness in the actual physical object. You're not allowed to sell a talis with tzitzis to a non-Jew until he removes the tzitzis. Not because there is any holiness in the tzitzis, but perhaps this person will want to masquerade as a Jew, and will gain the confidence of another Jew and go along with him, and that person will think that this person is a Jew, and he will kill him. In other words, an unscrupulous non-Jew can use this to masquerade as a Jew, and you don't want to do that. Noshim v'avodim muktanim p'turim min hatzitzis min haTorah. Women and slaves, children, are freed of the obligation of tzitzis by Torah law. It is a rabbinic law that any child who is old enough to unwrap himself and knows how to do it is obligated in tzitzis in order to train him to do the mitzvah. Women or slaves who want to put on the tzitzis without saying a blessing may do so. Similarly, other positive commandments. A woman is not obligated in a positive commandment. She's freed of the obligation, but if she wants to do it, she can do it, but she doesn't say a blessing. We don't stop her from doing it. Tumtums androgynous, chayavin bakula misafik. Tumtum, these are kind of hermaphrodites, kind of individuals whose sexual status is unclear. They are obligated in all of these mitzvahs because it's a doubt. They may be males, in which case they're obligated. But before they do not say a blessing, they do it without saying a blessing. The Ravid says, "Dafka b'tzitzis shein bo klayim." A woman would be allowed to wear only tzitzis that does not have wool and linen, because if it did, by Torah law, a man could wear it, but a woman could not, because for her it would be prohibited, and there is no obligatory mitzvah to push aside the prohibition. Others argue, the Omer, and say, that a woman can also make a blessing when she does a positive commandment. The Omer says, he says, a blessing is also optional, and if she chooses to say the blessing, she may do so. This opinion brings proof to its view from the first chapter of Kiddushin. Yosef was blind, and he said, in the beginning I used to think that it was better that I'm not obligated to do the mitzvahs, and I do them anyway. And if anyone will tell me that the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a blind person does not have to do the mitzvahs, I'll make a holiday to all of the rabbis. Because even though I'm not obligated, I still do it anyway. At the end, Rabbi Yosef found out that it was better, or felt that it was better to do it when you are obligated. But at this point, he thought it was better to do it if you're not obligated. To me, so now, if this is the case, the mandal of Machayev, Lachos de Bruchi, that if a person is not obligated, that he cannot say a blessing. In Kenny Surah Kovit, if so, Rav Yosef would be doing a violation by saying blessings. Do you have a bracha Kovit Lahu? Presumably, he would do the mitzvahs and say a blessing. Do you below bracha? If, on the other hand, you argue perhaps he wasn't saying a blessing, Mayomatova Ika, what big holiday that he would make by saying that the law is that he doesn't have to do it? It's nothing to celebrate since he can't make blessings. Since he would have celebrated it and would have been happy that he's not obligated and he's doing it anyway, that's a sign that even a person who's not obligated may make a blessing. Of course, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, we can answer the proof of the Ravid and say that even if he wasn't making a blessing, he would have still been happy because he felt it's a greater thing to do a mitzvah when you're not obligated. The fact is that this is a basic argument between not only the Rambam and the Ravid, but between many authorities, and generally speaking, the Sephardic authorities hold that a woman should not make a blessing for non-obligatory mitzvahs, and the Ramah, Rav Moshe Yisraelis, and other Ashkenazic authorities hold that a woman who chooses to do a positive commandment that she's not obligated to may make the blessing as well. Halacha Yud. Heichiv mitzvahs of tzitzis. What is the obligation of the commandment of tzitzis? Kaladim shechayiv lasas mitzvah zil. Any person who is obligated to do this mitzvah, miskatsa b'ksus haroi l'tzitzis, if he wears a garment that's obligated in tzitzis, it's fit for tzitzis, the atlot tzitzis he should put in tzitzis, v'afkach yiskasaba, and then wear the garment. The miskasaba below tzitzis, if he wears it without putting tzitzis on, haray bitul mitzvah saseh, he has nullified a positive commandment of the Torah. Avu begadim aroyim l'tzitzis, but a garment that is fit for tzitzis. Kol zman shlo yiskasaba en adam, as long as you don't wear it, elam ekupolim u'munachim, they just fold it up and put away, you do not have to put the tzitzis onto the garment. It's not an obligation of the garment, but rather an obligation of the man, of the person who has the garment. Even though a person is not obligated to buy a garment and wrap himself in it in order to make tzitzis, it isn't fitting for a pious person to free himself of this mitzvah. In other words, as long as you're not wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, you're not violating anything. You're not obligated to go out and buy yourself a garment with tzitzis. Nevertheless, you should. You should always make an effort to be enwrapped in a garment that is obligated in tzitzis, to shikai mitzvah, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. You should be especially careful during the time of prayer. It is very shameful for scholars to pray if they're not enwrapped in tzitzis. A person should always be very careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Torah weighs it and makes dependent on it all of the other mitzvahs. Shneimer says, "Arisim also, you shall see the tzitzis, uzchaytim is kol mitzvah Hashem, and you shall remember all of the commandments of God."